Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
One and all, and welcome to another Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM in Sheffield, around the world on the internet, www.sheffieldlive.org, and the whole show will be available later as a Mixcloud podcast. I'm James Fagan with you for the first hour, and then you'll be joined by Sam Hindley in the second. We hope you coped okay with the heat over the previous week and that you're enjoying slightly cooler weather here in the UK, or if you're listening to us on the other side of the world, you probably thought what all the fuss was about, especially if you live in Australia. Yes, but it was hot here, the hottest day in May ever recorded in the UK. Just over 35 degrees it reached in London. And that was the news of the week. We have some fantastic music on the show for you today. A great child ballad, 219, which is called The Gardener, and some lovely versions of that. We have this week's Fiddler's Green, which is the wonderful Tinker Man's Daughter. I'll tell you more about that later. And we've got some great new releases, some absolutely classic folk music as well. And we hope you can join us for the whole of Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live.
Thank you.
From Leeds, the very talented Chris Brain, welcoming us to the programme today with a song from his new album. The album is called Red Sun Rising, and that track was Big Hill. Welcome to the programme. James Fagan here with you for the first half, and in the second, you'll be joined by Sam Hindley. Let's go straight on with some more music now, and this is from the incredible Scottish cello player Sue Lee. She works in all sorts of genres of music, and her solo album is called Dialogues. And from it, here is a cello duet with the great Natalie Haas. Sue Lee and Natalie Haas together, two cellos and an incredible sound. This song, I presume, was written for Sue because it's called Wolska for Sue. Here is Sue Lee. Thank you.
I've been working through the night. I've been working. I'm here when your thoughts are not. Night hours in a world forgot. On my own here I can see the way things are go. I've been working. I've been up here nearly every night, an eye on your world. I'm here when your thoughts are not. The night hours in a world forgot. On my own here I can see the way things are going. The night hours in a world forgot. On my own here I can see the way things are going. Thank you.
lovely sound of Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith from their album Night Hours. That is the title track, Night Hours, and I played that for my sister Kate Fagan, who's just discovered or rediscovered, really, the music of Jimmy and Sid, having been listening to Awake Arise, their combined ensemble with Lady Masery, who you'll be hearing from in the second half. But I thought I would revisit that lovely song, Night Hours. I used to play that quite a lot on the program just after it came out. Absolutely lovely. Quite obsessed with it, I was. Well, thank you to all of you for sending in a few more suggestions for our once regular feature, Fiddler's Green. Songs that sound like they're traditional, but we actually know exactly who wrote them, and we're going to continue this week. Fiddler's Green. I'm sure that's traditional.
Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green.
And we have an absolutely wonderful Fiddler's Green submission this week from Nikki Campbell. And I'm sure you will know this song. The song is called The Tinkerman's Daughter. It was written by Mickey McConnell, who was inspired to write it from The Ballad of the Tinker's Daughter, a poem by Sigismund Clifford. It is a deeply moving song, Nikki. I agree with you completely. His favourite version, and mine too, I would say, is from Neve Parsons from her album Loose Connections. This is this week's entry in Fiddler's Green, The Tinker Man's Daughter, sung by the wonderful Irish singer Neve Parsons.
The small birds were lining the bleak autumn branches, preparing to fly to a far sunny shore. When the tinkers made camp at the bend on the river, coming back from the horse fair at Ballinasloe. Now the harvest being over, the farmer went walking all along the fair river that borders his land. And 'twas there he first saw her, twixt firelight and water, the tinker man's daughter, the red-headed Ann. Next morning he rose from a night without slumber. He went straight to the father and he made his case known. And at a pub in Listowel they struck out a bargain for the tinker a pony, to the daughter a home. Where the trees cast their shadows along the fair river, the tinker and the farmer inspected the land. And a wild gallant pony was the price they agreed on for the tinker man's daughter, the red-headed Ann. Now the wedding's soon over, the tinkers departed. They were eager to travel on south down the road. But the crunch of the iron-shod wheels on the gravel was as bitter to her as the way she'd been sold. But she tried hard to please him, she did all his bidding. She slept in his bed and she worked on his land. But the walls of that cabin pressed tighter and tighter round the tinker man's daughter, the red-headed Ann. Now now as white as the hands of a priest or a hangman. The snow spread its blanket the next Christmas round, and the tinkerman's daughter got out from the bedside, turned her back to the land and her face to the town. And it said someone saw her at dusk that same evening. She was making her way down by Lyra Crumpaw. And that was the last that the settle folk saw her. The tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne. The fair little stone, and a farm on its banks lives a bitter old man, and he swears by the shotgun he keeps at his bedside that he'll kill any tinker that camps on his land. And yet, when he hears iron-shod wheels crunch on gravel, or a horse in the shafts of a bright caravan, his days were tormented, his nights sleep demented, by the tinkerman's daughter, the red. Headed
up. Oh, hooray, please. There's old Maynard. And who will take my place below? And who will follow the trepanner? Oh, dear God, when I go, oh, who that I did wield for 40 years, and who will hew the black, black coal? Oh, dear God, when I go, when I go, when I go, and who will ride the miner's train that takes him to a dark, cold place? When I go, when I go. swept a neck like hell. Oh dear God, when I go, 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 will cry when the roof caves in.
Two great Irish singers in a row there. You first heard Niamh Parsons with The Tinker Man's Daughter, and then you heard Rena Connolly, Manchester-based Irish singer, and her version of The Old Miner from her album Black Lung, which came out in 2012. What a wonderful interpretation of that song that was. Speaking of Manchester, I picked up my son Hamish last night from Manchester, where he was there to see the great American indie folk band Big Thief, who you may have come across. If not, they are absolutely superb. And the only reason I didn't go, apart from not having a ticket, which was a crucial factor, is that I thought it was nice to let Hamish go to a gig with his mate without his dad standing behind him pretending that he knew all about Big Thief and Hamish's great interest in this band. But he has introduced me to a lot of great songs. I was aware of the band already and I have played them on the show, but he has a much deeper knowledge of most things, in fact, connected with music, but particularly of the work of Big Thief. So I'm going to play you one of his very favourite tracks from them, and I absolutely love this too, as a result of Hamish playing it to me. This is Big Thief with Cattails.
Struggle, hold the line, swam naked in the harbor as the sun was going down. The last of us were packing up and clearing out of town. Sometimes I think I see, and I hope someday I do, with the flowers on the waste ground still blooming out of view. I had it all right from the start, only to watch it fall apart. I thought that nothing was hard to lose, if only I knew. There were troubled teens and drag queens, lock-ins by the score. Sparks and fire on my lips and keys to every door. I knew how to run, but never learned to fall. Living hand to mouth and still the richest of them all. I had it all right from the start, only to watch it fall apart. I thought that nothing was hard to lose, if only I knew. Remember that first evening, singing John Prine till dawn. Then the iron stove on Citric Road with my big wool coat on. Feet upon the chair, curl up like a newborn child, peeking out under your hair. I felt lucky for a while. I had it all right from the start, only to watch it fall apart. I thought that nothing was hard to lose, if only I knew.
Absolutely great new music there from Ye Vagabonds, and that comes from their new album released this year called All Tied Together, and is the opening track called On Citric Road. Well, we have a fascinating child ballad for you this week with an absolutely outstanding tune. It's called The Gardener, and I'm going to start you off with Ewan McColl, then I'm going to play you a great version from Chris Foster, and Sam has two wonderful versions to play in the second half, but of course we have to have Friday's child jingle first, because that's what we do.
Friday's child, that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
The Gardener. Well, what a great song this is, and what a great tune it is as well. I'll let the story tell itself, but I'll tell you that one of the first versions I remember hearing came from Tim Hart and Maddie Pryor from their album Folk Songs of Old England, volumes 1 and 2. Ironically, this is a Scottish song, without a doubt. The version I'm going to start with is the one that I think I've heard people singing the most, and the vast majority of those versions go back to the one that Ewan McColl recorded several times in the early 1960s and late 1960s, and you will recognise the tune immediately. The great folks tunes collector Bronson, who put together the tunes of the child ballads, actually quotes Ewan McColl as the source of one of the tunes, this tune in fact, and Ewan McColl says that he learnt this from the singing of his mother. So I'm going to play you a bit of Ewan McColl singing what he called The Gardener's Child, and then we'll hear a wonderful version which I will send out to Jerry Simon, who asked his friend Chris Foster, the great folk singer now resident in Iceland, and I have more on that subject soon because Chris has sent me some new music which he's recorded with his wife Barra, an Icelandic folk singer, and they have a new album coming out of Icelandic songs. I will be talking to Chris about that soon and playing you some music, hopefully next week actually, from the record. But in the meantime, I'm going to play Chris Foster's wonderful version, requested that he put it back in his repertoire after Jerry Simon, resident of Sheffield and old mate of Chris Foster from the Yeovil Folk Club days, remembers Chris singing this in the 1960s and asked him if he still did it. Well, Chris revived his version, and it is on his lovely, lovely solo album, Hadaline. Here is Ewan McColl, followed by Chris Foster, singing this week's Child Ballad 219, The Gardener.
Proud misery stands at her bower door, as troughs a well a wand, and sign there come a gardener child, with a red rose in his hand, with a red rose in his hand. Oh, ye shall hae my rose fair maid, gin ye'll gie your flower to me, and among the flowers in your feather's yard, I'll mak a goon for thee, I'll mak a goon for thee.
Proud misery stands in her father's garden, straight as any willow wand, and by there came a gardener child, with a red rose in his hand, a red rose in his hand. I will give my rose to you, fair maiden, if you'll give your flower to me, and among the flowers of your father's yard, I will make a gown for thee, for thee. I will make a gown for thee. The lily white shall be your smock, and lie your body next, and the marigold shall be your stays. With a red rose at your breast, a red rose at your breast, and the scented thyme shall be your gown, and your petticoats the chamomile, and your apron of the celandine. So come kiss, sweetheart, and join, and join. Come kiss, sweetheart, and join. And your gloves shall be the clover flower, and your shoes the purple columbine, and I'll line them with the cornflower blue. So come join your love with mine, come join your love with mine. Made a gown for me, all among the summer flowers, and then it's I will make a suit for thee, all among the winter showers, the showers, all among the winter showers, the drifting snow shall be your shirt and lie your body next, and the murk black night shall be your coat, with a storm howling at your breast, your breast, a storm howling at your breast, and a horse that you shall ride upon shall be the lashing winter gale, and I'll bridle him with some Norland blast, and biting showers of hail, of hail, and biting showers of hail, and your glove shall be the midnight frost, and your boots the freezing winter rain, and every time that you pass by, I will wish you were well away, away, I'll wish you were well away.
Thank you.
Lisa O'Neill being fabulous as usual from her EP from 2025 called The Wind Doesn't Blow This Far Right, and the song was All the Tired Horses. I was very sad to see that Laura Jane Wilkie had to cancel her tour recently. Ian Carr fulfilled the dates that he was going to play with her, and he got some other great fiddle players to step in and do the tour. But it was a great shame that Laura herself wasn't able to tour due to an arm injury, which was preventing her from playing. Sam and I send out our good wishes to Laura, who was my guest on the program, promoting the tour just a week or so before she realised she wasn't going to be able to do it. We wish her a full recovery and hope that she's back out soon. Her album with Ian Carr accompanying is absolutely stunning. All of the tunes on this record from the Scottish walking music tradition from the Hebrides. And if you want to know more about that, just go back on our Mixcloud a few weeks and find the episode with Laura Jane Wilkie talking about her beautiful music. Here is I Am Sad in the Braes of the Glen.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff from Laura Jane Wilkie. That's all I've got time for in the first half, but don't go away. Sam Hindley with you in the second half. A couple of weeks ago, I mispronounced the name of the great Sheffield singer Hugh Waller, who I played singing The Broom of the Cowder Nows, the child ballad of that week. And it didn't surprise me that it was Ed Wynn who corrected me, because Ed was the person who introduced me to the singing of Hugh Waller. So, Ed, thank you for letting me know. And here is Hugh Waller, of course, with his wonderful The Rose in June. And it will be June next week. See you then.
Now the rose in June's not half so sweet as kisses when true lovers meet. So let it be early, late or soon, I'll enjoy my rose in June. Then I will drive my flock to the fold, let the weather blow warm or cold. So let it be early, late or soon, I'll enjoy my rose in June. Then I'll cut down the sweet myrtle tree to build a fine bar for Sally and me. So let it be early, late or soon, I'll enjoy my rose in June. Now the rose in June's not half so sweet as kisses when true lovers meet. So let it be early, late or soon, I'll enjoy my rose.